For many people, 2012 promises to be a tough year, or certainly one of at least big changes. A new survey by the Czech Chamber of Commerce has suggested that every fifth company in the Czech Republic is planning layoffs in reaction to the slowing economy. Some will let go as many as 600 people, while others will let go dozens. Well, a little earlier, I spoke to Chamber of Commerce spokesman Petr Kopáček about the situation for companies and why they have little choice but to reduce staff.
I would say that the Czech firms, large part of Czech firms, don't have information about their future. There's a large uncertainty of their expectation. Almost one-fourth of Czech firms are not able to say that their situation next year will be worse or better than this year. More than 40% of Czech firms expect that the situation in next year will be worse, and only 9% of Czech firms expect that their business will be done better next year, that their situation will be better. The Czech firms are, I would say, generally speaking, in a good condition. The problem of the Czech firms is export. The large majority of the Czech GDP product depends on the situation in European markets, because more than 80% of Czech export is to European countries, and now there are the problems. The Czech firms have also the problems, and they have to find new markets in new countries like Russia, Southern America, etc., etc.
You talk there about the kinds of firms that might be hit, those that are heavily dependent on export. But my understanding is that one of the sectors that is going to be laying off the most is construction. Is that true?
Yes. Pessimistic expectations have firms previously from the construction, because this part of Czech economy is in depression just for many months. The situation is worse and worse because the government doesn't spend new money. You know, there are no new investments to the infrastructure of the Czech, you know, no new construction of highways, etc., etc. And so then the construction industry is hit.
What is the character of the jobs being lost? Are these skilled positions, or is it the case where people at the bottom of the ladder in terms of skills are the ones who are being let go first?
Mm-hmm. Czech employment market is characterized by several structural problems. One of them is that the Czech firm have a problem to find qualified employees, especially in technical jobs. On the other hand, there are many people who are unemployed, for example, for a long time, and they don't have a chance to find a job. This disproportion is not a good thing, and now the Czech government, in cooperation with Czech firms, preparing some procedures to solve this situation. For example, there are some plans for requalifications to make the Czech employment market more flexible. To what extent, you know, the jobs were cut in the more qualified people or less qualified people. One key thing is important to stress. Even in a situation of recession and firms now that, it's not a good thing to fire people with high qualification, because after recession, the firm will have the big problem to bring them back.
Petr Kopáček, the spokesman for the Czech Chamber of Commerce, about the situation faced by many Czech companies, including the dangers of letting go highly skilled staff. We also discussed